The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a group of Limerick locals who saved their last pub in Kiltealy have inspired a short film which will premiere at the Dublin International Film Festival this weekend. Noel O'Dea is one of those who bought the pub, and Gara O'Rourke is director of the film, and they both join me now. You're both welcome to the show. God, Noel, it sounds like you're a multimillionaire when I introduce you like that you bought the pub, but that's not quite how it worked, is it?
No, good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on. No, none of us are millionaires, unfortunately. I suppose, look, we got the call, I suppose, this time last year from the previous owners to say they were ready to retire. And it promised to them to give us the opportunity as a community to possibly buy the pub. So a few of us got together and got our heads together and decided, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. possible, but we weren't quite sure how we'd go about it. So we explored a few options.
And did you know anything about the pub trade? Because you're in a very different business yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, completely opposite. I'm a gardener, so knew nothing about the pub trade apart from being at the other side of the counter.
Which is important too. But when you say the previous owners, it was called a Hearn's, wasn't it? And Noreen had, you know, put in 40 years of service there. So in fairness to Noreen, she had done her time.
She did. Noreen and her family arrived in 1989 to the village, new to the area, and for 36 years. She ran an unbelievable business and she became really a local legend in our time. And so when it came to retire, I suppose in one way it was very sad that Noreen decided it was time. But in another way, I suppose it was exciting for us as well to get involved in the venture, you know.
Mm-hmm. And when you were looking at this with your friends and people in the community there, like, what was your view of how important the pub was for the area, for Kiltealy?
Yeah, so Claire, like, it's like we're like any other village and town in Ireland, really, over the last, I don't know, 30 years. It's been a huge change socially and any other way. And so we lost all our amenities, you know, the shop, the post office, the pubs, creameries, even the forge, all the meeting place for people. And this was the last kind of communal meeting area for people in the village. And that was the catalyst for us to say, look, we can't let this happen. You know, we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. And so then we get to the point where you all decide to come together, buy the pub, and will you be running it as well?
Yeah, well, we set up a company and we have, we've got 26 investors. We've got 20 shareholders. And we set up a company with five directors and two joint managing directors. And we hired a bar manager, Eileen O'Dea, no relation to mine actually, and she's been fantastic, and we've had part-time staff as well. So look, yeah, we run it as a business, but it's very, very much community based, and the support from the community has been just absolutely amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And is it going well?
Oh, it's going well, Claire. Listen, you have to calm down, right? You have to see it
for
yourself.
Tell you what, the more I listen to you, the more I think it sounds like a great place. But, I mean, it's not going to run as a business unless it's successful, right? You have to be selling stuff there for it to work. And that's happening, is it?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Like, we, Noreen, the previous owner, finished the 29th of July. We opened the second week in August. We did a bit of a revamp. We put ourselves under extreme pressure, but we got there. And ever since then, we thought we would have a fallow period maybe before Christmas, leading up to Christmas or in January. And there hasn't been any dip. It's just been incredible. The support from the community and the wider community, and then people coming out of curiosity, wondering, you know, how did this happen and why did you do it and stuff like that. And of course, a lot of the attention, media attention we've got has helped, like, but your core is your community, and that's what we serve. You know?
Yeah, well, when the media is gone, you still have to run the business and people have to support it. I mean, that's key, isn't it? Gara, I'm going to bring you in at this point. Gara O'Rourke, who's director of the film about this project, about the pub that refused to die. What attracted you to this story, Gara?
Morning, Claire. Well, you know, for me, as a filmmaker, you know, a lot of my work would kind of explore themes of community as well. And often, you know, whether it's outside of Ireland or within Ireland, it's kind of a subject matter that I'm really drawn to. And so when Heineken approached me to make this film, I'd already heard of the story in the zeitgeist last year a little bit, and I just thought it had all the elements of just a fantastic, you know, from a filmmaker's point of view, had all the elements of a fantastic story, you know. So it was so much fun making this film with the local community. You know, you started off by saying, Noel's not a multimillionaire, but hopefully now after this film, we might get him a step further in the direction, you know.
And did you ask people to be themselves in this movie, or are they acting?
Well, this is actually the kind of funny aspect of the film. So the story had already happened. So as a documentary filmmaker, you're kind of challenged with like, right, how do you bring the story to life? And so I thought a very fun way to do this would be to kind of reconstruct the story. So, you know, get the locals to act, play themselves ultimately, and retell the story. And I have to say, like, I'm not floating their boat, but almost everybody, if not everybody that we filmed, had no previous experience in front of the camera before. And it would surprise you how fantastic they were as actors. I mean, Noel, by the end of it, probably felt like he should get an agent because I kept asking him to be in so many scenes. You know, he's brilliant.
That's not an easy thing to ask someone to do, right? To reenact a conversation that you had 12 months ago.
It's not, but I like, you know, a big part of the process is just being down there, embedding yourself within the community. You know, the guys really trusted us, and they really trusted that we knew what we were doing and what we wanted to do. And I think, you know, ultimately, people are playing themselves. And I think that a lot of it was kind of retelling many of the moments that would have happened naturally, you know, last year, whether it was the meetings, the early meetings, trying to get all the shareholders together, you know, the renovation, a lot of fun kind of moments and chapters that happened along the way. So the guys were just absolutely brilliant to rise to the occasion. And I mean, look, when you're forced, when a director says, look, do this really well, and there's 10 other people in the room with you or 15 other people, people just perform, I think people just perform fairly well under pressure. But the guys did it like, They really delivered so well on this, and I'm really looking forward to seeing people, you know, really looking forward to people being able to watch this film.
Noel, did you feel completely awkward now when this started? I accept that you were brilliant at it towards the end, but was it awkward at the beginning?
I was, Claire, to be quite honest with you. None of us were ever anticipating anything like this. So when Gar and his team came down, we were a bit unsure, I suppose, but it didn't take long for us to be very comfortable in their company, because Gary and his team are just ultimate professionals. Like, so they made us very comfortable, and we were able to relax. And for a finish, it was like being on the set of a reality TV show. Yeah. There was just cameras everywhere all the time, and you became yourself after a while, and you just ignore the cameras. And Gary's a professional, then he prompts you, and you know, he gets the best out of people. Like, and we had fun as well, and Jesus, when they left, we were looking at each other saying, "Wow, geez, they're gone now." Like, it's,
you missed them.
Left a bit of a hole. We actually missed them then for the finish. But I have to say as well,
you know what you need to do, Noel? You just need to buy another pub, and that'll give us an excuse to go down and make another film.
Repeat the trick.
Sure.
And Noel, why did the name the Street Bar become the new name for the pub? What was the thinking?
I suppose the Harn family were synonymous with the pub, and we felt and they felt it was need for a change. So we did a poll within the community, and we asked people to suggest names, and they came up with nearly 200 names. So we narrowed it down to about 9 or 10, and we got the shareholders to vote on it. And it was actually a secret until the night of the official opening, and nobody knew about it. So we pulled back the sign, and it was the Street Bar, and that's synonymous with our village, because for years people, if you ask somebody if they're going to Kittini, you'd say, "Oh, I'm going to the street," because there is only one street, just one up, one down, like, and we're just known for that. I'd also like to add, because we had no Republican within our group, we did everything else for a Republican. Mm-hmm. We needed a lot of help, and in fairness to our local Heineken rep, Shane Boland, he was amazing. He came in and he advised us, and he, to this day, he's there at the end of the phone to help us, because we needed a lot of help, you know, and we did a bit of a revamp and modernized the pub, like, so.
All right. Well, look,
I think in general,
we wish you the very best with it. And the film premiered at the Dublin International Film Festival. It's called The Pub That Refused to Die. And if anyone is around the area of Kiltealy and wants to pop in, I'm sure Noel and the community there will have a great welcome for you. Thank you both for joining us on the program.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.